This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Silicon Tally time when I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. This week, a guy who definitely knows his numbers, Zach Seward, senior editor for the website Quartz. Hey, Zach, you ready?
I am quaking in my boots a little bit, but I'm ready to be challenged.
Okay, cool. I got a number for you. 61 years.
61 years. Well, let's say it's the average age of a network TV watcher.
It is actually the number of years since Alan Turing, the father of computer science, as he's called, was convicted of gross indecency, which is basically convicted of being homosexual. And he was pardoned this week by Queen Elizabeth.
61 years too late, I guess.
Sadly. You got a number for me?
Sure thing. So one-third of online retail sales.
All right. Here's my guess. One-third of online retail sales during the holiday season happened on Christmas Eve.
That's probably true, but it is not the answer. One-third of online retail sales, according to one estimate, are returned.
Wow. A lot of bad gift givers out there. All right, I got another number for you. 30 million coins.
First question is whether we're talking about virtual coins or real coins.
Virtual coins.
Oh, man. Is that the number of coins that were stolen in this Dogecoin?
Well played, sir. Well played.
I don't know whether familiarity with Dogecoin is really something to be proud of.
So explain it to us. Dogecoin, sort of inspired by Bitcoin, right?
Yeah, it's essentially an absurdist take on Bitcoin. Doge is an internet meme, sort of like lol speak.
Having to do with a dog's picture, and you sort of do these like grossly incorrect grammatical sentence fragments.
Yes, like everything on the internet, it's better than it sounds.
Okay, you got another number for me?
Yes, I do. 328 million apps.
Okay, so 328 million apps were created during the year of 2013.
328 million apps were downloaded on Christmas last year.
What?
An astounding number, but I guess lots of people getting new phones and tablets under the tree. And then what do? You pull it out, and first thing you want to do is use it.
Get me some apps.
Yes.
Zach Seward is the senior editor of the online magazine Quartz. Zach, thanks for playing Silicon Tally with me.
My pleasure.
Remember, you too can play our special online version of the Silicon Tally quiz. It's on our website, marketplacetech.org.